Minding Your Money. It's what we do every Wednesday. We're doing it at a slightly different time to what we normally allocate for this particular feature. And that's because through the month of February, we are doing the Dis-Chem 702 Brain of 702. And we will come back to the normal time. But the topic is the same. The intention is unchanged, and that is to give you as much as possible really, really useful advice on how to look after your money. We're joined once again by financial planner and analyst Paul Ruloff. So welcome. Good to have you with us on 702. Now, January, people got through it. Painful for many people, I would think. Holiday spending plus all the pressures of school fees. But for February, you've got something else on your mind. And this is perhaps saying, okay, at least that little storm has passed. There's an opportunity in this month to do something good for yourself. What is that something?
Well, it's all about tax, John. Yeah. You know, we've got a month left, as you correctly said. It's the 1st of February. It's the last month of the tax year end, which ends at the end of this month. And I think there's still some time to look at some opportunities, because if you can save some tax, you're actually effectively putting money in your own back pocket. And if you ignore it, you're going to give tax away. So I'm thinking that there's a couple of ideas that you should be really focused on. One of them is the retirement annuity. And you know, John, that you're allowed to deduct up to 27.5% of your premiums that you pay towards retirement funds, and that includes pensions and provident funds and retirement annuity funds.
Right.
And you can actually take up to 27.5% of those contributions off your tax bill every single tax year. So if you earn 100,000 rand, say, in a year, that's taxable, and you take 27.5% off that, that leaves tax payable only on 70-odd thousand rand instead of 100,000. And that makes very good savvy sense, because effectively what you're doing with that contribution is you're putting it in your back pocket in a retirement fund for the future, and you're paying less tax. SARS is effectively giving you a deduction. So that's a no-brainer. So what I'm saying is that go through some sums quickly and see what you're paying towards your pension fund in terms of percentages. And say, for example, it's 15%. That leaves you with 12.5%, okay, that you can put towards a retirement annuity. And if you've got an existing one, you can knock on the door of that service provider and say, here's a lump sum.
Yeah.
Top me up on my own existing retirement annuity fund, and you will get that tax break immediately before in the next tax year.
So there's
another. I think that's a no-brainer for a lot.
And Paul, there's another opportunity. The levels get nudged up, not by much, but they do go up every year with the budget. Tax-free savings account. How is that different? And would you recommend that as well?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's for everyone. You know, if you don't have an RA, you certainly should have a tax-free savings account. You're allowed up to 36,000 Rand per annum to save inside this wonderful investment, which I think everyone should have. It's a no-brainer. So go back to it. And if you haven't topped yourself up, even John, even if you don't have the money to do the full capacity of 36,000,
yes,
go back to it and put a few thousand Rand, a few hundred Rand into it. Because once a year, you're allowed to put up to 36,000 Rand into this fund. And all of the investment is totally tax-free for the rest of its existence. And I think that's an absolute must-have for everyone.
And just finally, Paul, and briefly, if you can, capital gains tax, what should we be doing in February, buying or selling?
Well, I think if you've got a notion to sell off an investment, here's the thing. In February and March, rather split them. Because every year we get 40,000 Rand off whatever we pay in capital gains tax. So say you've got an investment around 80-odd thousand or 100,000. Don't sell it off once now in this month. Sell half of it off now and half of it off in March. Because now then you can deduct off that same sell a 40,000 in February, and then you've got your 40,000 in March to take advantage of too. So by splitting them over this particular period of time, you probably could get a lot better out of that sale if that is on your desk at the moment.
Thank you so much. Minding Your Money with Paul Ruloff's financial planner. If you've got some hot tips of your own, ways to take advantage of possible tax benefits as the end of the tax year looms, drop us a note. 072-702-1702, 29 minutes past 4.